November 9, to unexpected people. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, as on the day of Pentecost, will lead to a revival of true religion and to the performance of many wonderful works. Heavenly intelligences will come among us, and men will speak as they are moved upon by the Holy Spirit of God. But should the Lord work upon men as he did on and after the day of Pentecost, many who now claim to believe the truth would know so very little of the operation of the Holy Spirit that they would cry, Beware of fanaticism. They would say of those who were filled with the Holy Spirit, These men are full of new wine. Acts chapter 2, verse 13. The time is not far off now when men will want a much closer relationship to Christ, a much closer union with His Holy Spirit than ever they have had or will have, unless they give up their will and their way and submit to God's will and God's way. The great sin of those who profess to be Christians is that they do not open the heart to receive the Holy Spirit. When souls long after Christ and seek to become one with Him, then those who are content with the form of godliness exclaim, Be careful, do not go to extremes. When the angels of heaven come among us and work through human agents, there will be solid, substantial conversions, after the order of the conversions after the day of Pentecost. Now, brethren, be careful, and do not go into or try to create human excitement. But while we should be careful not to get into human excitement, we should not be among those who will raise inquiries and cherish doubts in reference to the work of the Spirit of God. For there will be those who will question and criticize when the Spirit of God takes possession of men and women, because their own hearts are not moved, but are cold and unimpressible. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 57.